you. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's RRTP call on Tuesday, the 8th of March, we have Michele Nelon, Barbara Steele, Baudouin Chombé, Simonetta Bottega, James Bladel, Mike O'Connor, Paul Diaz, Kevin Erdman, Matt Serlin, Barry Cobb, Robert Mountain. From staff, we have Marika Konings and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. No apologies noted today, and if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Michele.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents and Mikey. Thank you. Does anybody have any updates to their statement of interest or their declaration of interest? Going once, going twice. Okay, fine. Moving on. Now, this is the last call we're having before San Francisco, obviously. So, Marika has put up the slides there in front of us. Marika, which version is this that you put up in the Adobe? Is this the one for GNSO or the one for the actual public meeting?
This is Marika. This is one for the public meeting.
Okay, perfect.
I can put it
on
if you prefer.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just asking. Sorry. Okay, can we control these, or how is this done, Marika? Or do you control them?
You can control them now.
Thank you. Okay, then. Looking at the background, pretty straightforward. Is there anything there that anybody has any issues with? Did you make those edits based on James's feedback, Marika?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. Does anybody else have any changes that they would like to see or any other feedback? Silence. Matt, are you happy with this?
I am indeed, sir.
James, go ahead.
Hi, and this is James speaking. I may be missing something here, but we were talking, for example, about some changes. Just a moment. I press play, and now I have to chase the slide down that I want. Can we go to, do I have control of this, or am I just pushing buttons here?
I think
you
you're
have control. I mean, we all can see the slides. If you
we can all see the slides, so if you just click on the slide you want us to look at.
I'm trying to get there, go one or two before the one that's currently displaying, and nothing is, the buttons are not responsive. So I'll
okay.
just describe.
Maybe I have
control. Yeah, I can drive.
Do I have control?
Yes.
Okay, which one are you looking for, James?
The one that talks about reason for denial number six.
So it's charter question...
D, maybe? Or... I can't move the slides, I'm sorry. I'll
E.
Have to,
denial number seven?
Six.
Or is it the recommendations you want to look at?
I think it was the recommendations.
Ah, I've lost control now. Hold on.
Yeah, I've lost control.
Ah!
Okay. Oh, whoa.
Yeah, this is Marika. I've switched it around. I think there might have been a problem. I'm having some issues with Adobe Connect, so I'm wondering if it didn't upload the complete presentation, because I can't get further either, but
okay.
to the end.
Was I was able to get further, but... I've lost control of it now, so I don't know what's going on.
I have control.
You have control.
Yeah, I have control too.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Great. So everybody has control except for me.
Excellent.
I do not.
That's appropriate.
Not only that, but now it looks like my browser is locked.
Oh, no, I have control as well. That's actually okay.
Oh, now I don't have control.
Yeah.
Now I've got control. No, I don't have control.
Wait.
Whoever has the conch shell, please stop scrolling.
Yeah.
So it's just a very minor point. It's certainly not worth all of that. But I think that in one
Sorry.
Instance, we say something about a charter question. We say something about providing five calendar days for the transfer contact to move to remove a lock or something like that. And then, but in I think in one of the other areas we say for the registrant to remove the lock. And I just wanted some clarity because I think that transfer contact and registrant need not always be the same person. or entity, because transfer contact can also be the administrative contact. So, whoops, you just had it on charter question C.
I have the feeling that it's playing a buffer.
Something like that, isn't it, Mike?
Because it's just like, rolling all over the place.
I would just like to point out that we have a potentially, I don't want to say that we are definitely doing this, but potentially differing terminology there.
Okay, if I could actually see the slide, it would be helpful.
My browser is
It might be helpful if people just open the presentation I sent in the email, because I'm not...
Let's use old-fashioned email.
Pull for quit.
So, James, just to clarify, you're saying that there's a difference between what is in the slide and what is in the report? Do I understand you correctly?
I think so. I think that the language that we had proposed in the report, a transfer contact, I believe that the language in the slide says registrant. But again, now that I don't have either one of them in front of me, I have to reboot my browser. Sorry, folks. It's not responsive.
Okay, I'm just opening it here. Just let me have a look.
Okay.
Recent development recommendations. A,
the slide
B.
that we're discussing is charter question C.
Okay, let me just have a look at this.
And James, just to be clear, you're wanting to change registrant to a narrower focus?
I'm not advocating one position or another, just that we be consistent.
Yeah, and what were we saying in the report?
I believe I saw in the report that it said transfer contact.
Hold on a second. For review. If I could actually find the actual report, it would be helpful. Oh, here it is. February, what's that?
This is I think I know what the confusion is, because what is pasted there is basically the first part of the recommendation that is the explanation, but if you look at the actual language that we've suggested for the modification of denial reason 6, that is where we talk about the transfer contact. So it's more... The text that's in the slide is more the explanation of what we want to do, and the actual language that we're proposing on how it should be modified is not included here in the slide, because that would take up the whole slide. So maybe it's more a question of explaining that.
I'm just trying to look at this. Which recommendation am I on here? Number...
Six.
It is number six. Okay, sorry, it's just... Word is being really, really weird. Okay.
Mikey, you know, in the report on that recommendation 6, I think James has got it right. I think all we need to do is change the words registrant to transfer contact on this slide, and we align with the report.
And I just spent 5 minutes.
This is Rick. If you look on the right-hand side, that is what is in the report for Recommendation 6 in Adobe Connect. I've pasted there the exact words from the report.
It's that last couple of sentences.
Right. The last paragraphs are our recommendation for the change in the IRTP, while the first paragraph, which is more paraphrased on the slide, is the explanation of how, you know, the changes we're proposing. But I don't think it's a problem if, you know, we solve it by changing registrant to transfer contact, if that makes things clearer. I think it's fine.
I think we should change it to transfer contact.
Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do, too.
I mean, you can put something, I mean, if you can put in brackets... often registrant. Do you know what I mean? It's so that it's could be the registrant, but not necessarily. Does that cover everything? Is everybody happy with that?
Yeah, Simonetta is chiming in saying...
Okay, Simonetta's in favor. Mikey's in favor. I'm in favor. Bob is in favor. James is in favor. Paul is in favor. Matt is in favor.
This is just
Matt. Is there anybody who has an issue with this concept? Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. So Rob is suggesting authorized contact. Rob? We've used transfer contact in the report, which is why we're suggesting, for the sake of consistency, that we use that here. Rob, are you able to speak? Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think transfer contact is also the terminology used in the IRTP, so I think that's where it probably comes from.
Rob, are you happy with that?
What is wrong with his line?
Is he dialed in?
Listen, Marika, he's not on the meeting queue. He's just on.
Oh, he's just on the thing. Okay. Okay, then. Anyway, look, I do understand where Rob is coming from. For the purposes of this presentation, can we agree to change it to transfer contact in order to maintain consistency? Any other issues with the presentation? Chris, Simonetta? Mikey,
this is
Barry.
Fine by me, Chris speaking.
Okay.
Mikey here, I'd like to jump in the queue.
Please go ahead.
On charter question A, which is page 6 of the presentation, where we talk about the emergency action channel, do we want to mention the urgent return facet of all that or not? I mean, we talk about in the number one bullet on that page, we talk about establishing the channel, but we don't talk at all about the urgent return half of that piece. And really, the reason to create the channel is in order to get to the urgent return thing, which is our charter question.
Okay. Marika and James?
Yeah, this is Marika. You know, my hope is, and I think that the second part of this agenda item is to talk about as well how to divide the presentation. And, of course, my hope would be that, indeed, people covering the different recommendations talk about, the reasoning behind or, how the working group came to that recommendation, what the objectives are. Because I don't think we can include all the information in the slide, but I think it is, indeed, important to talk about some of the elements. And also in relation to this specific charter question, which are the open, outstanding items that we would like people to provide input on. So I think that's part of the, dividing it up and talking through what people are planning to say and then hopefully, touching on those points as well.
James?
Nothing to add besides what Marika said, thanks.
Okay. So, Marika, what you're suggesting is that the people would take different parts of it to elaborate on.
Yeah, it is, Marika. I mean, it's for the working group to decide whether they want one person to present everything I think from a community perspective, it might be nice to see different members of the working group, participating in the presentation to really show that this is a, working group effort and everyone has, supporting these recommendations. But, some might prefer as well that one person, does the whole presentation and then the working group contributes at the end of the presentation. But it's, for the working group to decide how you would like to run that meeting. And this is specifically talking about the community presentation, where I'm hoping it will be more interactive and you know, open discussion as well with people attending the meeting.
Right. Sounds good to me. Anybody have any thoughts on this?
I don't.
Simonetta?
I'm thinking it would be nicer if one person is presenting, but the rest of the group is present, so we can hear the questions and hear any concerns and speak to those. But I always think that if five people are presenting one piece of work, there's breaks and it isn't as nice of a presentation as if one person is guiding through the presentation, but everyone is showing their presence and is there for questions.
Okay. Well, I'll give you my thoughts if nobody else is going to give theirs. I think, like, for certain topics within this, some people would be more expert than others on certain areas of it, because they've been were either involved in the various things like the, you know, the ESSAC, whatever, they might have been involved with it or might be more familiar with it. Paul Diaz?
Thanks, Michaela. It's Paul. For what it's worth, I'd recommend you do the presentation much like you run these calls, where you're the chair, you can do the intro, but then you call on the people, as you've just noted, with the expertise, the ones who did the subgroup heavy thinking, whatever. You know, there's obviously some people who have invested a lot of time and effort and can articulate the positions better than the rest of us. Just call on them in the group, depending who's there. But I do agree with Simonetta that if we try and break it up, it's going to become very disjointed. There is an advantage to having a chair or at least a moderator. Think of yourself as a moderator.
Oh, that's fair enough. Simonetta?
I mean, you could do the presentation, and then if a question comes back on something that's in the presentation that you feel you would like to have a working group member respond to, then you can just direct the question to that person and let them respond.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a tangible example, Simonetta. I mean, I'm kind of erring more towards Paul's view on this. So, for example, the ESSAC, thing, what the hell is it again, SAC007. But the fact of the matter is, I won't even remember the actual the ESSAC document number half the time. But I know there are other people on this call who are intimately familiar with it, and can speak to that entire thing a hell of a lot more confidently than I can. I mean, I suppose to make things simpler, is there anybody who's on this call who will not be attending the meeting in San Francisco? So we have two meetings. We have two meetings in San Francisco. We have a pre-public meeting, which is closed, and then we have the public aspect of it. According to the schedule I was looking at anyway. So we have 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Monday the 14th. We have a closed meeting. And then from 11 a.m. until 12:30, we have an open meeting. So, is there anybody on this call who will definitely not be attending San Francisco, or are you all going to be rushing over there? So I know that most of you are attending, based on emails I've seen elsewhere. Anyway, okay.
Michelle, Chris here. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead.
What it sounds like we're saying is that for the presentation, we don't want to split the different charter questions, for example, between us, and then one person does A, B, C, D, and E like that, and we seem to prefer that you lead the way through it. But it might be worth different people volunteering on different charter questions so that they can make sure that they revise or swat up and those different questions, so that if you need to turn to an opinion or a bit more information, you can turn to that person or group of people. Thanks.
Yeah, exactly. So since you spoke up, Chris, which one are you interested in?
I think question B is the one that I know a little bit more about.
Okay. So just got what I will do. I'll do this quickly now. So can you chart a question A, which is relating to the emergency channel thing? This is primarily in relation to Monday. Forget about Saturday. Saturday is GNSO. Sometimes they ask questions. Sometimes they ask questions that are actual real questions. Other times they ask questions just because they can. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually going to ask any questions that are very kind of deep or whatever, or taxing. So Saturday is fine. So, I mean, who's happy, who's comfortable with the SSAC stuff for charter question A, apart from Mikey, who brought it up originally, I think. Anybody else happy with that stuff? Mikey, are you by yourself then?
Well, I'm happy to be the go-to guy on that question for sure.
Oh, okay, cool. So B, Chris said he's happy with it. C, should not be James. Apart from James, is there anybody who's happy with that subject? Question C. Denial reason number 6.
Michele, this is James. I should probably qualify that while I'm going to make every effort to be present, I've got a couple of other commitments that are in state of flux right now, so I don't want the group to count on me for this day. Thanks.
Oh, that's very true. As most of you know, James is also involved with the Who Is... Oh, what the hell is it called? The Who Is Review? What's it called officially, James?
The Who Is Review team, and there's a couple of days there. I believe it's Tuesday, but also on Sunday and part of Monday where we'd be scheduling time with the different elements of the community. So I really don't know until I wake up that morning where I'm supposed to be.
Well, that's a very reasonable thing. Okay, then. Charter question C, any takers?
Paul, are you comfortable with this one?
I'm just going back over what we've agreed to here, what's in the, I guess, the text box on the side. C is about recommendation 6, or vice versa. Recommendation 6 is related to C?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. Okay, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing here really is it's just a case of if somebody, we need to expand on it. Again, part of this as well, as somebody else said to me, there's no point in us overthinking this, and, you know, we could end up going along to this and having 2 people turn up, or we could have 100 people turn up, and you could have somebody who just kind of interrupts the entire meeting and, you know, decides to sacrifice a goat in the middle of the room. I mean, who knows? So let's not get too carried away. The other things, the rest of it, I think, is pretty straightforward. The status locks and everything. And the charter question E, the denial reason 7, that's pretty straightforward. Okay, then. Are there any other matters related to the Monday meeting in San Francisco that anybody wants to raise at this time? Marika?
Yeah, this is Morgan. Just to note that indeed we do have 30 minutes prior to that meeting in the same room where the meeting will take place, so we'll have another opportunity to, you know, run through different questions and you know, if people want to jump in on certain items to indicate it then. So so I think it's very helpful that we already, you know, assign certain topics so people can read up and you know, prepare some points they might want to share with the community. And I think, you know, I would encourage everyone to focus especially on those issues where we might still look for input, or you know, the group itself had discussions on which way to go to make sure that we, you know, get the input that the working group is looking for. But as I said, we'll have some time prior to the meeting to run through the presentation and don't make any last minute changes if needed.
Okay, thank you. Right. Any other matters that anybody wants to raise related to Monday? Going once? Going twice? No. Okay. With relation to Saturday, it's on at 9. It's on for some reason or other. The schedule means it's on at 9 a.m. Depending on the antics I get up to on Friday, hopefully this won't be too painful. We'll see. The presentation for the GNSO is very similar to the other one. There isn't a huge amount of difference. There isn't a huge difference between the two. A couple of minor things. I think it's actually it's slightly shorter, isn't it, Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika. The reason why that is because there was a status update on the working group on the last council meeting. So I basically talked them through, you know, what the working group has been doing since the initial report and where we're at now. So the focus for the council presentation is really on the proposed final report and the recommendations, as they already heard, like how we got there in the previous presentation.
Cool. Now, does anybody want to raise anything in relation to the GNSO update? And no, Rob, you're not expected to attend on Saturday. If you do, cool. If you don't worry about it. The weekend meetings, if you're a real policy geek, you'll probably go. If you're not, I wouldn't worry about it. I would not be attending the GNSO meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday if I wasn't presenting. Put it that way. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think one thing we might want to emphasize during the update to the GNSO Council is to try to get them to talk to their constituencies and stakeholder groups to make sure that, you know, they review the material and submit comments if they think that's appropriate. I think we've always had comments, I think, from, you know, registrar stakeholder group as well as the registries, but I think on the other side of the house has been, you know, less interest in this specific issue. So if we can maybe use that to encourage them to at least review the recommendations and, you know, if they're happy with it, no need to submit comments. But
actually, Marika, can I ask you to do something very simple for me, if you wouldn't mind, because you probably have a better records of this. Could you look? We've had two comment periods already in this working group, as far as I can recall, unless I am going completely senile, which is possible. I know that the registrars have submitted comments, and I know that individual registrars have submitted comments, and I know the registries have submitted comments. Which stakeholder groups have not submitted comments formally at any point so far? I'm not asking you to answer this immediately, but it would be useful.
Okay.
But I mean, basically, what I would love to do is just actually go, right, you know, we would like to get feedback from the community. We've had feedback from everybody except for the following groups who haven't given us any feedback so far.
I'll check and get that information to you.
Cool. Thank you. And for the record, thank you again for all your work in helping to put all this together for us. So I know you've ended up working crazy hours over the last few weeks.
No problem.
Okay, then. The public comment period, again, for those of you who are members of other stakeholder groups, it would be helpful to encourage your your respective groups to submit comments either individually or en masse. So, you know, if people could just do that, it would be cool. And that's about it, really. I don't think... Is there anything else we're meant to cover? In terms... Oh, yes, in terms of meetings as well and things like that, the next meeting after San Francisco, I would suggest that we skip the week directly after the San Francisco meeting, because I know some people are going to be traveling. And plus, we'll also have the comment period open anyway. I think there was one thing, Mariko, there was one item that you mentioned to me the other day that you were, was it the something to do with the emergency contact channel or something, wasn't it?
Right, because if we don't meet the week after the San Francisco meeting, it would mean we would meet on the 29th, but the public comment period is open until the 31st, so the workers would need to decide whether they really want to meet at that point, and if there's anything they want to discuss. And I suggest to Michaela, one of the open items that we still have is the details around the emergency contact channel. So that might be a topic for discussion.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was it, yeah. Thank you, Marika. You've got a much better memory than I do. So, is there anybody who does not want to have a meeting on the 29th of the month? Or does anybody have any strong feelings about it? One way or the other. I mean, we can always discuss this afterwards anyway. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Michele. I was going to offer just that. Can we discuss this on the list in the week after, whether or not we have one? Simply because if we've received no input by the 29th, we're going to be flying blind making it up on our own. Maybe that's not a bad thing and we should get started, but I'd rather wait because realistically comments, especially from stakeholder groups, constituency groups, tend to come very close to the deadline. And if we have a meeting, start going in a certain direction, but you've got really good arguments made by somebody, it's almost wasted time. I would just suggest waiting until we have a clear sense of what sort of guidance we've received from the community. If we need the meeting, great, let's get our work started. If not, wait another week and then start after the comment period's closed.
Okay, cool.
This is Marika. If I can maybe suggest then that we now tentatively schedule the next meeting for the 29th of March with the notion that we might cancel it if we get closer and we see there are no comments, because otherwise we might have people already schedule other stuff and it might be more difficult to actually schedule a call if people thought there wouldn't be one. So
yeah, I'd agree with that. And so would Paul D, obviously, and sort of Simonetta and Berry. Okay, then. Any other issues? Any other questions? Any other problems? Okay, then. If not, I would like to give you back 20 minutes of your lives, and I will see you all in San Francisco. Unless somebody has something they want to raise urgently now. Anything? No? Everybody happy? See you all in San Francisco. I'm arriving Friday. If anybody is around, you know where to find me. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Michaela.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone. See you in San Francisco.